presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Whatever doubt Clark Kent felt about the existence of a ghost car, said to be the cause of a series of accidents on the road to the Barrow Ranch, was swept aside when he and Lois drove up the dirt road to the ranch. The sudden appearance of an onrushing automobile forced them into a tree, and there was no evidence later of any tire tracks in the dirt. The car had mysteriously disappeared. When Lois and Kent finally reached the ranch, they learned that the owner, Steve Graham, had for 3 weeks been plagued with trouble. Accidents on the ranch, as well as on the road. At the end of his rope, Graham has decided to sell the property. The task of fighting the unknown jinx is too much. But Clark Kent is of another mind. He is determined to solve the mystery of the ghost car. But time is limited. The sheriff has granted Kent just 3 days to find a solution. After that, the road will be closed to traffic. As our story continues today, Kent, Lois, and Jimmy Olsen have gone to their cabins to rest up after a trying day.
Is this our cabin, Jimmy?
That's right, Mr. Kent. You're bunking with me.
Oh.
Here, let me turn on the light.
Okay.
Isn't it swell?
It's perfect. Well, you better hit the hay, Jimmy. We have a tough day ahead of us tomorrow.
Help! What? Help!
What's that?
Lois crying for help. Something happened. Come on, Jimmy. Lois! Where are you, Lois?
Here, Pop, behind the cabin.
Stay with me, Jim.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Look there. The barn's on fire.
Terrific blaze. Come on.
There's Mr. Graham attaching the hose.
All right, Lois. Don't you and Jimmy come any closer. I'm going to help Graham.
Yes. I'm glad to hear. Here, give me a hand with this hose.
What's the matter? Why isn't there any pressure?
I don't know.
Now, wait, let me look.
My horse is trapped in there. We've got to save
them. This horse is trapped.
Who could have done that?
No time to worry about that now. We've got to save those animals. Mr. Graham, is there a well nearby?
Yes, right over there.
Get your men to start a bucket brigade immediately.
Where are you going?
To free those horses.
Well, you can't go in there, Kent. It's an inferno.
I'll try the back of the barn. The fire isn't so bad around that
time. You can't, Kent. You'll be burned to death.
Never mind me. Get that bucket brigade going.
Superman will have to take care of this. Now, just crash through the side of the barn and back here. Here goes. There, that does it. Another minute and I would have been too late. Now to get those horses out of their stalls. No, they're frightened. All right, now get going. Get out. Come on there. Outside. Get along. Come on there. That's it. That's the last of them. I'll have some explaining to do, but I think I can handle it.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right.
How did you get in there to let those horses out?
There was a loose board. I tore it off and crawled into the stalls. Where's Miss Lane and Jimmy?
Back at the ranch house.
Oh.
One of my men burned his hand. They're fixing him up.
I see the bucket brigade's working all right.
Yes, but the barn will be burned to the ground, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
At least we'll keep the fire from spreading to the other buildings.
Say, Mr. Graham, this is beginning to get serious.
What do you mean?
That fire was no accident.
Why do you say that?
That hose was deliberately cut not so long ago. Someone set that fire on purpose after cutting the hose so you couldn't put it out. Evidently the same person or persons responsible for the ghost car and the other accidents.
Oh, Kent, it's no use. I'm up against something too strong for me to fight. I can't win.
You're not fighting alone now, Mr. Graham.
I know, but it's still too much. I'm going to take that real estate broker's offer. Let him have the ranch at his price.
Is it a good offer?
No. He wants to pay less than the ranch originally cost.
Why should anyone be so anxious to buy the Barrow?
I don't know. The Butte Ranch can be a profitable business, but the Barrow hasn't been in existence long enough to make much money. Just about made expenses until all this happened.
And yet someone is anxious to get control of the Barrow. Why? Is there anything valuable on your property?
Not that I know of. There's an abandoned mine, but it's not worth anything.
What kind of mine?
It used to be a fairly productive gold mine. But it was worked out about 20 years ago. Most of the tunnels have collapsed.
I'd like to take a look at it. Where is it?
It's up at the other end of the ranch beyond the creek, about 4 miles from here.
I'll take a ride down there tomorrow. Say, incidentally, does that real estate agent want to purchase the ranch for himself?
Oh, no, no. He has enough money. He's representing someone else on this deal.
Oh, who?
He won't tell me. Just calls up every few days and tries to get me to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Rather nasty about it lately. Said if I didn't sell, I'd be sorry.
Oh. I think I'll go down and have a talk with him first thing in the morning. What's his name?
Ed Jinks. I think you can turn in now, Kent. Fire's dying out.
Yeah, looks like it.
Hey, men, better round up those horses and put them in the corral.
The following morning, before Lois and Jimmy awaken, Kent, in a car borrowed from Graham, pulls up before the real estate office of Ed Jinks.
Mr. Jenks?
Yes?
I want to talk about some real estate.
Oh, real estate?
Uh-huh.
I don't usually get clients early. Come right in, come right in.
Thanks.
Now, Mr.
Kent. Clark Kent.
Oh, Mr. Kent. What you interested in? Ranch land or town property?
Why, ranch land, Mr. Jenks. Specifically, the Bar O Ranch.
What? What's that you say?
The Bar O, Steve Graham's ranch.
Ain't for sale.
Well, then, Mr. Jenks, why are you trying to buy it?
Me? I, the Barrow? Fiddlesticks.
I happen to know that you've made repeated offers to Mr. Graham.
That's none of your business.
It is my business, Mr. Jenks. You're trying to buy the ranch for someone else. Who is it?
That's my affair.
Not anymore, it isn't. Now, Mr. Jenks, I don't think you'd be very happy in jail.
What are you talking about?
Jail, Mr. Jenks, jail. Where you're going, unless you talk.
I ain't done nothing.
There have been a number of strange accidents around the Bar O. Last night there was a fire, a suspicious fire.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have evidence, Mr. Jenks. You threatened Steve Graham when he refused to sell the Bar O.
It wasn't me. If anything wrong happened, it was him. He did it. I'm not to blame for what he did.
Who, Mr. Jenks? Who?
I don't know.
Oh, then why did you say he did it?
And he told me he had ways of making Graham sell if he refused to take the offer.
You still haven't told me his name.
Honest, I don't know his name. I never met him.
Well, if you never met him, how do you come to be acting as his agent?
I got a registered letter one day with a wad of money inside for my fee. The letter tells me to make this offer for the Bar O and not to take no for an answer. Since then, he keeps calling me up on the phone and telling me to keep after Graham.
Do you recognize the man's voice?
No, it's muffled like. You've got to believe me. You've got to. I don't know him from Adam.
The best way you can get me to believe you is to help me find out who this man is.
Well, I will, but I... Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Jenks. I guess you know who this is.
Yes, it's about the Bar O.
Yeah. Listen, Jenks, I want you to...
Wait a minute. There's someone at the door.
Make it snappy.
It's him. Tell him to buy the Bar O.
Oh. Wait. I've got an idea. You tell him you think you can close the deal with Graham right away. But you must have some money. And then arrange a meeting place with him.
What do you want me to do that for?
It's a trap, don't you see? When he shows up, we'll grab him.
Well, I get you. Hello?
About time you got back. Listen, Jenks, I want you to get busy. If you can...
I ain't got great news for you, mister. It looks like Graham ready to sell.
Now you're talking. I knew he'd come around the way things have been happening. What are the arrangements?
Well, I must have some money. I must have some money right away. Graham wants to see some cash in advance before he'll sign.
How can I get the money to you?
Well, I could meet you somewhere.
No. Stall Graham off. Tell him you'll have the cash in a day or two.
It can't be done. He's got to have it now. The deal will fall through if he don't get it today.
Oh.
Tell him you'll meet him anywhere.
I can meet you anywhere, as you say.
All right. You know the deserted mine on the Bar O property?
Yes.
Inside the mine shaft in an hour. Be careful. Make sure no one's following you.
I'll do that. I'll watch out.
Make sure you do. Bye.
He fell for it.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, come on, Jenks. We're driving up to the old mine.
Good, good. We'll catch him.
Now, here. Here's my car. Get in. Hey, you all set?
Yes, sir.
Driving to the abandoned gold mine, Clark Kent and Ed Jenks enter the shaft through a creaking door which hangs from one rusted hinge.
It's dark as pitch in here, Mr. Kent.
Wait, I've got a flashlight. Here now.
That's better. Well, I guess all we can do now is wait. It's kind of exciting, ain't it?
Listen. Someone's coming. Hear that horse approaching?
Yes, sir. I guess he's on it, but he said an hour. So it's been 45 minutes. What happened to the light?
I don't want him to see me. If he calls out, don't let him know I'm here.
I won't.
Shh. It's coming closer.
I guess he's cutting out his horse.
Quiet. He's right outside the door.
Yes. Here he comes.
Well, it looks as if Clark Kent is going to find out who is so anxious to buy the Barrow Ranch and why. Who is the man walking into the trap? Is he responsible for the strange accidents, for the fire and the ghost car? Don't miss the next exciting episode. Tune in and follow the story with Superman. Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.